At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Nice. Ooh. Location in South Lake at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also Ooh, at 70th and Pioneers, the Stone Building.
God, yeah, that's
Regal,
stone building.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Is there stone in Creighton too?
What's that?
Is there stone?
Oh, okay. There's stone. It's a staple of the Midwest Bank marketing plan.
The stone. Because it suggests strength.
Yes, it does. And you feel like you're in Yellowstone. Feels like you might see a bear come out, pop out.
Not really, South Lincoln,
not,
no.
Not 70th and Pioneer. Do you guys see that bear?
What are you talking about?
Grizzly bear.
No.
No.
I saw a cat.
You saw a cat?
It's a house cat.
You saw a bear-sized raccoon one time in your backyard.
I did. Right? Yeah. A bullet, or excuse me, stitches fended it off.
Bear-sized raccoon. Yes.
It was a bear. I'll never forget the scene, and I'll never forget the sound.
High-pitched screeching.
No, yeah, it was two animals going to war, and Stitches came trotting back with a big smile. Like, see that?
Yeah. See that? That bear-sized raccoon.
Stitches scares me.
Oh, Stitches was scary. Woo! Ooh. Yeah, he took a chunk out of my neighbor's belly. True story. She came over with burritos and she went into the garage for some reason. That's the Stitches zone. Stitches got her.
Carrying burritos. Just took a bite out of her stomach.
Stitches got her in the belly. She said, I shouldn't have done it. I should have known better.
That's the Stitches zone.
Imagine going out in the garage.
No, I had friends that wouldn't come over to the house because they're scared of Stitches. Stitches was a great guard dog. I never worried about tricks at all. You go in that house with Stitches. Woo! Good luck to you.
We say it all the time with Sugar. It's like she has this really deep bark, a protection bark.
Sugar has a protection bark?
I like that. But if an intruder walked in, she would just wag her tail and want her belly rubbed.
She has that bark?
She has that. Oh, yeah. When something's not right.
Wow. And,
oh, yeah. She goes.
And she's big.
Big, yeah.
She's big dog.
But so it might intimidate you a little bit, but really, if you just had a treat or something, nothing's going to happen.
Well, what's happened with Shin Daddy today, Bill?
Yeah, what's going on?
In Creighton?
Today we loop.
Oh, we're looping?
The loop is back. We talked to the school board. Steve's working through some things with them. He's also talked to all the local school boards all around the Knox County Debits and Credits Competition.
Really?
The Knox County Debits and Credits Competition.
What is going on?
Students from Knox County and bordering counties will arrive at Midwest Bank today at 8:44 for a banking ledger balance competition. A banking ledger balance competition. They will be given a ledger. And that. So you have to be perfectly balanced at the bank. When you close out, you can't be like, yeah, we got an extra $38.
Nope.
Hey, we're down a couple hundred, but we'll make it up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Nope. Mm-hmm. You gotta be perfect on it. You gotta balance the ledger.
So it gets serious.
So it gets real. Oh, I'm telling you, Steve at like 3:58, he walks in and he goes, give me the numbers. So he says, he walks in, give me the numbers, ladies.
So then it's all, kind of playtime's over.
Playtime's over. When you're balancing the ledger, it gets real serious.
Wow, that's the side of Shindy that I don't really know.
And you know, no one jokes, and also no one's upset with him. They know the importance of the ledger balance.
Banking.
Yeah, all of a sudden, are we in the middle of some major embezzling going on or something? Don't know that. Steve does.
Yeah. You don't want the FDIC up here, you know what.
You know what? No. When you invent the FDIC, you don't want them stopping by. Really, Steve? You started this, and now I'm coming to see you?
Now we're in trouble.
Now we're in trouble.
That's great.
So we're having a competition. So each one will be given a ledger and a timer. And so to try to get the
timer.
And it'll be timed,
A kitchen timer?
Kitchen timer, yes.
And ding!
Ding! The best timer, the manual timer.
Oh,
ding, 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 ding. Oh, that was,
God.
Yeah, that was.
What happened? Better times.
Better times.
Now I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Alexa, set a timer for 12 minutes.
It's not the same.
No, before, as you say, you had that little one.
Mom, where's the orange timer?
And if you missed it, all it did was just ding. And did your mom ever miss it?
Nope.
No, no chance. Wasn't like, well, I was in the other room. Didn't know.
Making cookies, you'd hear the timer go off. All right, the cookies are ready. Let's roll.
Let's roll.
That was a good timer.
Yeah.
Love that timer.
So anyway.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Today, and the motto is, let's balance.
I'm just glad that we're looping again.
The looping again.
Makes me very happy.
They're looping.
They're looping from surrounding communities also. The bordering counties are coming in.
It's kind of serious today.
It is. Well, you know, like I said, when Steve goes in there at 3:58 and he asks for the ledger, they hand it to him. And boom, here's the ledger.
See the numbers.
Yeah, let's see the numbers. And he checks it and makes sure everything valid. He goes, all right, see you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we start up. Yeah. So today we balance.
If they're unbalanced, it might be a little bit of overtime.
Oh, yeah. It's not like
you don't want that.
We'll just get it. We'll find the air tomorrow.
No.
Find the air right now.
Yeah. You'll be home late tonight.
Be home late.
Too bad.
Like today we loop in Creighton. Yeah. Thank you to Shindanny for always sponsoring Hour 2 with Midwest Bank. 464-5685. Call or text as always. So we've heard from Matt Rhule and Marcus Satterfield back-to-back days talking about the offense needing to pick it up to Dylan Raiola's level. They're both very high on Raiola, saying that, you know, things are good, but it could be better with the team around him. We heard about the perimeter blocking was a problem from Satterfield yesterday.
Yep.
I asked the question, is that how good, what is the potential of this offense this year under Dylan Raiola's watch, and what are the problems that they face to get to that potential?
Well, I mean, there's the problem won't be at quarterback. I think we've established that. What would be the potential problems? Well, I mean, receivers not completing their routes at the top of their route, which is sort of, you've seen a little bit of that already.
You have an exact example of that.
Aaron Murray, do you recognize that name?
I do.
Quarterback for Georgia.
Yeah, he does. You guys, you'd be... I would recommend to you to watch his YouTube videos, and he has broken down Nebraska, and he talked about that after the first game that the receivers, he wasn't impressed with the receivers, he's more impressed with the running backs, that the receivers weren't finishing at the top of their routes. I don't have a specific example. Aaron Murray would. And
he's really good.
He's really good.
He's fun to listen to. He's very sharp.
Yeah.
And so that could be an issue. The issue would stand out to me would be, not stand out, but right now will be down the road, who do you play? And what does that defense look like also? And so competition. Right now, what Nebraska's done is they have not went down to their level of competition. They've played above it. They've played very much above the two teams that they've played.
Now, what does it look like when they're playing someone of equal talent?
Because they're going to play some teams of equal talent. They have not played a team of remotely close to equal. UTEP got beat by Southern Utah.
Right.
And so they
Colorado.
But still, the credit goes to playing very well. Because it's very easy sometimes in those games to be sloppy. Now, whatever. We're going to play down. They haven't done that.
No.
But it's going to be, the difference is going to be what happens when the people across from them is this at the same level. That's where the things will come up. That's actually where you get judged better. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what kind of things would hold you back. Well, I do know what kind of things will hold you back. I'm not suggesting they will hold Nebraska back, but like identity. I mean, what are they exactly? I don't know that I can answer that right now. I think you can answer to the extent of what Rhule has said in the past, which is what Rhule prefers. Bill will say 12 personnel, heavy run game, and play action. And is that what you'll see? That's what I like, by the way. I mean, that's the kind of offense I like. Like the Ravens, when when they had the bigger receivers. I liked the way they played. And it wasn't, I think it was pre the current quarterback. Okay. It was, I just like handoffs and long passes. Handoffs, play action. That's what I like. And this is what this team's going to hand off a lot, because Dylan's not going to, he's not going to run zone read.
Yeah. Right? It appears in the run game, they're creating extra yardage with wide receiver runs over the quarterback runs. They don't have designed quarterback
runs.
That's
it. True. And so that's Jakori Barnes.
So they're using wide receiver runs, fly sweep type of runs, mm-hmm. perimeter running. That's their answer to lack of quarterback run, which is brilliant. That you have to have a plan. If you don't have perimeter run, you don't have reverses, and you don't have fly sweep, and you don't have designed quarterback runs, things start to get a little simpler as they're going through things. Mm-hmm. But still, with the 12 personnel, multiple different fits, it's very hard to do. And so that's what I talked about with Colorado. It's just, that's not hard to defend. It still can be a successful offense, but it's not as hard
right.
mentally to defend.
Yeah, as far as Dylan he's only two games in, and he hasn't turned it over, but it's only two games, and he hasn't played. He hasn't been heated up much, right? He hasn't been heated up much.
Like I said, I was putting the hot water heater in versus UTEP, so I didn't get a chance to really follow that.
No, he didn't get heated up against. No, he didn't. So that's going to happen, and that's sort of, we'll see what that looks like. It's going to happen like against Rutgers, where he's going to play a defense that's, it's not going to look like Colorado's defense. It's not going to look like UTEP's defense. It's going to look a lot different. I don't know if I'd say that about Illinois. I don't know. I haven't seen Illinois. What I've heard about Illinois.
Rutgers
is probably the one.
Good yes. defense of Rutgers.
Yeah, where you're going to watch that game. And that'll be the biggest test, I think, for Dylan to.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Up to that point.
Illinois will be better than the two teams that they have seen.
Yeah, for sure.
The next four games were all of them are tougher outs than Colorado.
Yeah. I mean, Purdue last year, Jake, you remember, Purdue had those ends that were vicious.
Nebraska won by 17, but a block field goal for a touchdown was very helpful in that game for Nebraska. But yeah, they had two defensive ends that were studs.
Vicious.
Yeah.
Vicious defense. Bill, they were vicious. I mean, they really took Heinrich. I mean, I think Heinrich's health issues were largely the result of the hits that he took from those guys. I mean, they were really good players. I think one of them left and one of them still might be there. I don't know, but
intriguing game of the week. Can't wait to watch it.
Purdue-Notre Dame.
Oh, in West Lafayette,
in
right?
West Lafayette.
Oh, God, that's intriguing.
Yeah, that's very
intriguing. If you're Freeman, you're worried.
Yeah. That would be one that would be, that could get, and they're a good team.
Then you could go.
I can't say they're a good team. They started off.
They're mid.
They did just what Nebraska did. They played a lower level team and played really well. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hudson Card, I believe, is 24 for 25.
Yeah,
that's hard to do on air.
Yep,
it really is.
People, yeah.
If you're curious, the spread in that game, Notre Dame is a 10-point favorite as of right now at Purdue. 2:30 kickoff. This
too high. That spread's too high.
That's going to be a great game to watch.
But spread's too high.
I agree.
But yeah, so just, I would say with Nebraska, just when they play, they're going to play a lot better teams.
Yeah, down the road.
Down the road.
They have to stay focused this week. It's big. I mean, that part's big. You have to keep getting better.
Sometimes you're like, well, you're catching them after a big win. If I'm Northern Iowa right now, I'm not happy.
Why?
Because they're, like I said, like that, they're getting coached harder now, which you do after a win.
Nebraska.
And then all those things, that's just, they're getting coached really hard. What have you heard the most part? Just like, oh yeah, we got this thing. It's like, no, we have this error. We have this error. We have this that has to be better.
Oh yeah.
And then there's the other thing that's out there. It's just Sarkisian led off their team meeting on Monday with a clip of Notre Dame
Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame.
So it's like, you think you're pretty cool? Check it out.
Yeah, this is what can happen.
This is what can happen. Yeah. They beat Texas A&M, and everyone immediately had them in the five spot in the playoffs. They're like, no, they're slam dunk. They're in. If they lose one or two, they're in. Now they're pretty much almost out now. They have to run the table.
Yeah, I was telling Sean on Saturday, I'd be tempted if I was a rule to show the guys that Northern Illinois result. It's sort of cliche. I get it. I mean, and a lot of the kids are smart, too. Oh, yeah, he's showing us that. Of course he is. I don't know. I think Nebraska will be fine in this scenario because they're a veteran. I mean, Nebraska's a veteran. We've talked about it. It's not just on defense either. They got a lot of veteran guys on offense. They should be okay. Yeah, I think there's a lot of guys in the program that are really sick of coming up short, and I think that's why I think they're not going to lose games because they overlook teams and they're sloppy. I don't think a lot of that will happen. Although I go back to the 6 o'clock hour, I can't explain the lack of perimeter blocking. If I was Garrett McGuire, I'd be beside myself, which he probably is.
Probably is.
Yeah.
Through two games, Thomas Fedone, thought to be a big part of the offense, has four catches for 14 yards.
You can get him more involved.
Yeah. First game, three catches for 1 yard. And then came one for 13 this previous game.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, that's good because you still have that weapon out there. You know, they have a lot of them. They do have a lot of guys you can go to. So you still got that option. He's there. You know, one of the best plays of the year, I thought, was I'm going to call it a seam route to Borkature on, I think it was a second and 24, maybe.
Yeah, to Nate.
Nailed it.
Long ways to go. They got the first down.
Right. And that's the thing about Dylan. Now, when it's long yardage situations, you have a chance. Yeah, I mean, you have a legitimate chance because Dylan gives you that chance. I'm just saying.
We have a... We already said it because we can't chant it, but Bird in Columbus is back again.
Bird?
He's going back to the song of the day real quick.
Why is Bird going back to the song?
If you recall,
he gave it an 8.
No. He says, "We can't make a kick." Promises.
Oh.
Sing.
Oh. La, 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 la. We can't make a 32 yarder. We can't even kick off. La, 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 la.
That's for you, Bird.
What's going on at Lincoln Lutheran? La, la.
Thank you, Bird.
The country's in turmoil. La, la. Culture war. La, la. All right, that's enough. That's enough, Bill. We have to quit that.
Bird, that's incredible.
Yeah, thank you, Bird, on that
Bird,
one.
Bird liked that.
Yes.
Will this O-line stand up in conference play?
It's a good question. I don't know how you could just say universal yes. They've played well, though. You have sound on that from Satterfield if you want to find it.
Yes. Here's Marcus Satterfield. Thoughts on the O-line firing off the ball against Colorado on Saturday. Here's Satterfield from yesterday.
Very pleased. I think they're working really hard. I think they take a lot of pride in playing the offensive line position. I think Coach Raiola does an unbelievable job of demanding the certain standard in which they play, and I think it's showing. I think that they're doing a really nice job in the run game. They're doing a really nice job in pass protection.
So that's good. I'd say through two games, B+. Just off the top of my head, what would you say, Ben? Ben grades the unit.
For the DN.
Would you say B+? Me and Ben on the same page?
Yeah, yes. Columbus. Ben does. He does grade him. Yep. Thank you, Ben.
So, yeah, that group is fine. But as Bill points out, you're getting into Big Ten plays when you start measuring that. When you play Illinois on Friday night, you'll get a much better idea about everything. Not that Illinois is great. In fact, I heard some people saying yesterday that Illinois didn't necessarily look that great against Kansas.
They didn't. That was whoa. They didn't. I watched a lot of that game.
So okay.
Yeah, that was a great job by Bielema to win the game. They won the game. But it, no, you didn't watch the game come away going like, hang on now. Mm. Didn't feel that.
Okay, that's what I've heard.
And so, like I said, Rutgers will be a little bit more. But then, like I said, you got Indiana, Purdue. I mean, it still lines up very well. That's the,
it does.
It's not Penn State, Oregon.
No. You
know, Ohio State's later. It's not that.
No.
And so, like, a Penn State. You said, but again, Penn State, they struggled against Bowling Green. So, it could happen to you.
Yeah. I think a lot of these Big Ten games that people are writing off as wins will be, if you win them, they'll be hard. I don't think you're going to go to Google Meets place and go out of there with a 24-point win. I don't. I don't think Nebraska's going to go
surprising.
To Indiana. Yeah, I don't think Nebraska's going to go to Indiana and do that. I think if they beat Indiana, it'll be a close game.
Should be. I would think so. I've not seen Indiana. But we're going to find out when they watch them play UCLA.
That's right, this weekend.
Okay, so that's this weekend. That seems like must-see TV.
Must-see. Think about that. Indiana at UCLA must see.
Well,
TV.
But
to me it is.
Yeah. If you're a Nebraska fan, isn't that the way you approach it? We got to see these teams.
How about this, by the way? This game is it's in LA.
Yep.
Indiana's on the road, and they're a 3-point favorite at UCLA.
That's what I'm saying.
Google me off to a good start in Indiana.
No, Google me. I'm telling you, if Nebraska goes to Indiana and wins, it'll be a good win.
Even though I think it was it Western Illinois or Western? Who did they play last week?
Western Illinois. They beat 77-3.
They put 77 on them.
It's hard to do.
I know.
It's hard to do. And they won the first game also. So they said, haven't had a chance to see him, but that's, you know what I really enjoy, Google me? He's an old dude. He's like in his 60s. I win games.
He's young at heart.
And he's doing, he's got Indiana with a lot of excitement.
Google me. You know he's all out to put a stamp on that program.
If you are in their 77 points on Saturday, they had 701 yards of offense.
See, that's not easy. I don't care who you're playing. If you're playing Wesleyan, it'd be hard to do that.
It'd be hard.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Not a Jim Savoda Wesleyan coach team. That'd be, he could hold it.
Jim Savoda, better times.
It is.
But I'm telling you, you go to Purdue, it's not going to be easy. Okay, that's another game. See, Bill, you're going to watch that, and then we need a report. What's Purdue look like to you? We'll need that report.
I haven't watched them. If they had a bye week, right? They only played one game so far.
We need the report on Monday. What's that team look like to you?
Interesting to see when we watch these two. We'll have a feel for what's going on.
I believe this. If you're a Nebraska fan and you watch Purdue-Notre Dame and you watch Indiana-UCLA, my guess is you're going to come out of that going, oh, God, this is not. Those games aren't going to be easy.
In their game, they had 77 points. They had incredible balance. 378 yards passing. How about 47 carries for 323 on the ground, an average of 6.9 yards per carry, and seven rushing touchdowns.
The book on Indiana in the offseason was he put together, they have skill.
And they brought a bunch of his own roster.
Yeah.
So what happens was, a lot of times you talk about, okay, we got to get our own culture. He brought his culture with him. So they had people talking to the current players who stayed, and it's like, hey, what's it like here? And they're telling him, this is how it works. I'm just going to tell you how it works with this coach. This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it works really well, so you just better listen to him.
There we go. And I don't even know his name. I just call him Google Me.
His name is Kurt Cignetti. Hey,
thank you.
A.K.A. Google Me.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's Google Me, or A.K.A.
My dad thought his name was Google Me.
I told you that Ron was very confused.
Oh, that's right. Your dad, too.
He kept saying, like, I couldn't tell who you were talking about.
Right.
Like, what coach What coach would you want to sit down and talk to? And I picked Google Me. He's like, he kept saying, like, I couldn't figure out who he was. Who's Google Me?
I can't find that coach's name
anymore. Coach, Google Me. With that statement, I win. Google me. Yeah. It was one of the best statements I've ever heard.
It is.
Yeah, thank you.
He's 2-0.
He scares me, frankly. Okay. He does.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills Wild Card Wednesday next on Early Break on the Ticket.